301-230-0980 is the number. A Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Get you warmed up for Monday night's big-time showdown between the Washington Commanders and the Chicago Bears. Ironically enough, Peter Schrager right now on NFL Live talking about the young man we're about to get into here, Caleb Williams. And here is why I wanted to talk about Caleb Williams. And I want you to chime in on this as well, because we have had some very passionate off-air conversations about our thoughts about the number one overall pick. I think the narrative surrounding Caleb Williams, and maybe I'm wrong, but it's just how I see other folks talk about him. If you were to just read the press clippings, you would think Caleb Williams, and I'm losing or struggling to find a better word here. If you were to just read the press clippings, you would think that Caleb Williams is a bum. I think that is the way that people talk about him. People talk about him as if he just doesn't have a whole lot of ability. Let me tell you this. Last year was last year for Caleb Williams, right? It is what it is. 17 games as a starter, threw for 3,500 yards, completed about 63% of his passes, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, but he was sacked 68 times a season ago. Caleb Williams last year was sacked 68 times. I think most people, and that number was the most in the National Football League by 16 sacks. Next closest guy was Caleb Williams. And that speaks to the number one Achilles heel that folks talk about with him when they're evaluating his game, that is holding on to the football too long. That is a real issue. And I think all young quarterbacks deal with that. I don't know why it is, for whatever reason, hyperbolized with Caleb. Like it is some damning flaw that he's never going to be able to overcome, that he's never going to be able to get right with. That's not the case at all. Because when you look at him this year, right, in terms of quarterback sacks, in terms of quarterback pressures, he is one of, and we've been saying it, he is one of the least pressured quarterbacks in the National Football League. He has been pressured on 47 dropbacks this year. That is the seventh fewest in the National Football League. Meaning what? He's getting the football out on time for the most part. Now, he still is leading the NFL in time to throw, right? That's still a thing, but it's the byproduct to me of Ben Johnson's offense. And when I look at Caleb Williams and I evaluate Caleb Williams, I grade him on a curve for this year. Let's just give you the numbers. 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, completing right around 63% of his passes, 7 yards an attempt, 7 yards per attempt, the 8 touchdowns, the 2 picks, love that. He's playing well for the most part, man. Specifically over the last 2 weeks, he's really playing well. Where he is dangerous at is outside of the pocket. He's got a 76.7 QBR outside of the pocket. That is the 9th best in the National Football League. That is where he is deadly. That is where he can kill you. I still think he has got a bunch of Patrick Mahomesian-like tendencies. From a talent standpoint, you can make the argument this is the most talented quarterback that Washington has had to face this year. Talking about Caleb Williams, right? Russell Wilson can't hold his jockstrap. Jordan Love, I think, if you were to poll all 32 GMs throughout the National Football League and ask, would you rather, in an ideal set of circumstances, if you're looking to start a franchise, would you rather have Caleb or Jordan Love? You would be surprised at the amount of execs that would tell you, yeah, give me Caleb, give me the freak show. He is one of the most physically gifted cats in the National Football League. The narrative around this kid, to me, is silly. And y'all know how I am, and I wear it on my sleeve. Last year, during the pre-draft process, what did I say? I'm no Denton Day. I'm no Kevin Sheehan. I stick to my guns. Not saying that they don't stick to their guns, but they were on Jayden Daniels, Denton Day in particular, from the get-go. He thought he would be the better pro. I think the jury is still out in terms of who is going to be the better pro. And the one thing that I don't get when we, and this is what I get for reading Commander's Twitter and dumb thoughts that are out there in the ether. There is this narrative that there is some major talent gap between him and Jaden Daniels. I don't think that's the case at all. I think if you would have put Caleb Williams here last year instead of Jaden Daniels in this structure with this supporting cast, he would have been able to take them just as far.
I respectfully disagree.
Yeah, but let's bring you in, because that's the frustrating part about this for me. What is the major difference between the two? And I know you're a big proponent of, like, well, what Jaden is able to do from the neck up.
That's huge.
I give it.
That is what playing the quarterback position is in today's NFL. What can you do and, you know, see pre-snap? How do you think Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, that's what they did. They diagnosed what they saw before the play and then was able to attack defenses. Like, come on, bro.
So my thing is this, then.
And I believe Jaden's, you know, super ability. Like, come on.
It's his super ability when it's his super ability. It wasn't his super ability Thursday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers.
Hold on.
When he was lost in the sauce.
We're talking about
the
Packers game.
And was having to hold the football.
No. We're talking about the Packers game where we both agree that Cliff and Joe Witt both got out coach.
For sure.
Okay, so you're talking about...
Have that same energy
okay.
when you're evaluating Caleb Williams'
rookie
season.
No, that's one game. No, we're talking about one
this
game.
This is the entirety of a season.
We're talking about one
Caleb.
Game.
This is the entirety of last year for Caleb. He was put in a position that even the most talented of young quarterbacks wouldn't have been able to succeed. Honestly.
I think coaching last year definitely was
part of the problem. You wouldn't believe the text that I just got. I hope you love your girl like you love Caleb. True ride or die-ish from our good friend of the program.
You really just said Caleb would have been able to take us.
No, okay, far. Okay, listen.
You did. If he was in this system, he would have been able to take the commander just as far.
I am saying the number one determining factor of a young quarterback having success in the National Football League is fit. All of these guys come out of college with boatloads of talent. That is why they're in that conversation. Last year, Caleb was put in a spot, and I know about the Ty Dunn hit piece where he interviewed a bunch of guys that are no longer with the organization. Kiss my ass. This narrative in the way that folks evaluate him and talk about him in the media, you would think the kid is a damn football devil. He is overly scrutinized. He's not given enough credit. You can't name me eight quarterbacks right now in the NFL that are more physically gifted than this kid.
You keep talking about his physical talent.
Because
yes, that is what makes
it's his number one trait.
Okay.
He can do things with his arm and with his legs that other guys simply cannot do. You're seeing it here in the last 2 weeks.
Linnell, Caleb what is Williams, the game of football, Linnell? It's 90% mental, 10% physical, bro. I just told you.
But this is my thing, though, Ant. This is my thing. Are you willing to, I'm not saying totally omit what happened last year with him, but Ryan Poles looks like a total dweeb.
Okay.
You don't bring in and draft a rookie quarterback knowing you're getting ready to blow out the whole staff a year in. They're making his job more difficult. And he still showed tremendous flashes last year despite being on a team that was not very talented and he was not well coached. This kid's got it. You wait and watch him progress with Ben Johnson, an actual adult, as his play caller and his offensive coordinator and the guy that's going to teach him. You're only going to see him continue to get better. He's got all the talent in the world. When he puts it all together and the way he's looking, it may be sooner rather than later. When he puts it all together, we're going to be talking about him as a top 5 to 7 quarterback in his league.
Hey, Linnell,
he's got those type of tools. You see it week in and week out. The last 2 weeks in particular. Now, albeit, right, it's against, what was it, Vegas and Dallas? You can't determine who your opponent is.
Yeah.
We dealt with this last year with Jaden.
Yep.
But it's the clear growth and development that he's showing that I get intrigued about. And think about it this year, what he's doing. No running game. They're the worst rushing offense in football. He's having to put the team on his back. We know one of the premier staples of Ben Johnson's offense is the play-action passing game. The Bears can't run it. So how the hell do you survive and win off of play action when you have no success running the football? They are the most penalized offense in the NFL. So he's constantly playing behind the sticks, having to play hero ball. Not his fault. Not his fault.
Hey, Linnell,
y'all killed me with this.
Hey, look, I love the passion that you have for, you know, Caleb Williams. I am not a Caleb Williams hater. You're directing a lot of your, I guess, frustration and anger at me. All I'm here to tell you is I think Jaden Daniels was a little bit more pro-ready last year. And I think he's still ahead of Caleb Williams right now in his development. But I'm not disputing any talent that Caleb Williams has or the player that he can grow into be. I think Ben Johnson's definitely going to coach him up and, you know, expedite the,
Can I ask you this? Not to cut. How would he have looked last year in this system with this structure with what Washington has? I think you could have dropped any of the quarterbacks.
I'm
not trying to discredit Jaden. They would have. I'm not saying they would have went all the way to the NFC Championship game, but you would have left the season with some of the same feels you have about Jaden. That hey, we've got our franchise quarterback. We had the infrastructure that was in place here for Jaden. It just Caleb's situation just was nowhere near this.
Elano, when we started the season last year, it was a lot of quick game, right? Getting the ball out of his hand.
Yes,
Caleb doesn't do that, dude. He doesn't take a 3-step drop and deliver the ball. He's slowly but surely trying to, you know.
Why was the quick passing game working for? Why did we run so much quick game? Because Cliff is going to play to the strengths of his quarterback. He would have played to the strengths of Caleb.
I mean, it was also the offensive line that was in front of Jaden, like
a big part of it as well.
That was part of it as well.
So you don't think he would have been able to function here last year? Are you kidding?
I'm not saying he wouldn't have been able. I think it would have been a learning curve for sure. But I think Jaden still in this system would have been better than Caleb. That is my point.
Glad we got to flush this out, because we've been talking about this for the past couple of days, and it's not like I'm trying to simp for Caleb Williams.
But you don't like the slander that he gets. He gets the hate.
I don't think he is talked about in the light that he should. And our guy Kay Johnson tweets at us and says, "Listen to the show. I look at Caleb Williams, same as Arch Manning. Too much is given, much is expected. Not their fault, but it is what it is. And with the season Jaden had last year, that put pressure on him. Totally. I will say this, and we'll wrap it up, and we'll open up to the callers on this at 301-230-0980. I will finish off with this. To me, the jury is still out about who is going to be the best quarterback from 2024, 5 years from now.
Who's winning?
I think Jaden's in the driver's seat right now. I think Drake May has shown a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
If I was to, well, you know what? Let's do that on the other side. 301-230-0980. How big do you think there is a major talent gap? That's what I want to get on here. Is there a major talent gap between Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick from last year and the number two overall pick from last year? When we come back, me and Anthony, let's rank the six quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round of 2024. We'll do that next.